As soon as a roll call verified a quorum, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, Ordinance 122 was introduced and received the obligatory second and thirds, then adjournment. The special single-item meeting took place so the Anchorage Assembly could legally hold a public hearing and vote on the ordinance at the body's final regular session of the year on December 16th. Earlier this year, the state legislature passed a law proscribing mandatory installation of ignition interlock devices on the vehicles of those convicted of DUIs. The state law requires municipalities to pass a similar law. Assemblymember Jennifer Johnston is the original sponsor of Ordinance 122. She says failure to pass the ignition interlock law by year's end could have a profound effect on the city's prosecution of DUIs.
If we hadn't have done this today or had this on the calendar for public hearing on the 16th, so it would have been put into effect by January 1st when the state law goes into effect, then we would have been remiss. And if we'd had any DWIs between when we had this ordinance on the books and the 1st of January, we would not have been able to prosecute the DWIs.
The ordinance was ready for introduction at last Tuesday's assembly meeting, but Johnston said it became buried and forgotten in an onslaught of last-minute addendum to an already hefty agenda. John McConaughey is Anchorage Municipal Prosecutor. His office handles Anchorage DUIs falling in the misdemeanor range. McConaughey explains the difference in sentencing that takes place for anyone convicted of DUI in Anchorage after midnight January 1st.
Now the judge will be required to order that the defendant install an ignition interlock when he gets his license back.
According to the state law, the length of time the device remains on the vehicle depends upon the offender's record. A first-time DUI would have the interlock for 12 months, a second offender for 24 months. The ignition interlock device is a bit larger than a cell phone and is wired to the car's ignition. It requires a breath sample for alcohol before the engine will start. It also requires periodic checks as one drives. According to the Arizona Department of Transportation website, when combined with the Comprehensive Monitoring and Service Program, ignition interlock sentences cause a 40 to 95% reduction in repeat drunk driving offenses. A common misconception about the device is that if one fails the test while driving, the vehicle instantly shuts off. That's not true. What actually happens is the device logs the event, warns the driver, and then starts flashing the vehicle's lights and honking the horn until the engine is shut off. There is the question whether the local suppliers of ignition interlock devices have sufficient numbers in stock to handle all of Anchorage's DUI arrests, nearly 2,000 in 2007. McConaughey says there will be some time for suppliers to prepare for the influx of new clients.
Somebody would have the DUI after the 1st of January. They would be convicted of that. Their license revocation would normally go into effect sometime in mid-January. They would first be able to get their license back after 90 days. So we'd be talking about a few months anyway before there would be any cases to which the required ignition interlock device would be applicable.
Before appearing for public hearing, debate, and likely passage at the December 16th assembly meeting, this Wednesday, the proposed ignition interlock law goes before the assembly's Public Safety Committee. That meeting takes place at noon in the first floor assembly room at City Hall. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.